Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
To be a sanctuary city or not to be a sanctuary city? We're seeing that happening not only in our region, but all over the country as a result of the immigration plans by the president and his administration, and we're focusing on Albany this morning. Pick it up from there.
Well, Albany's mayor, Kathy Sheehan, has issued an executive order that reiterates the city's commitment to community policing. That includes the policy where Albany police do not question individuals, including a crime victim, a witness, or a person who is seeking assistance, on the basis of their immigration or citizenship status. The exception would be when the status could be a part of a criminal investigation involving that person. Our story today by Amanda Fries says that this has essentially been Albany's policy since 2009, when the city's Common Council passed a non-binding resolution calling on the city to refrain from any unnecessary measures concerning an individual's immigration status. And the council just reaffirmed that policy a few months ago in December. But the mayor's action makes no mention of the term sanctuary city. That's the designation that instructs government and law enforcement officials not to investigate or report someone's immigration status to federal authorities without a really compelling reason. That's very controversial. Opponents say this will make cities that choose this status a haven for criminals. But the city avoids using those terms and took guidance from the state attorney general on how to formulate its policy. Last week, interestingly, the Schenectady City Council opted not to become a sanctuary city. Instead, their council passed a resolution urging Congress to adopt immigration reform.
Two trials, which has both made national headlines. Let's at least give an update on the Lake George boat trial.
Yeah, in Queensbury, regarding the Lake George tragedy last July 25th, in which a young child was killed in a boating accident, the mother of that child testified in Warren County Court. It's the manslaughter case against Alexander West, who was piloting the other boat on that fateful night where the 8-year-old Charlotte McHugh was killed. Her mother, Courtney McHugh, was a key witness yesterday when Warren County District Attorney Kate Hogan apologized for having to ask the questions. McHugh did lose her composure frequently and talked about it and talked about the anger that she had about that night. It was a very difficult testimony, clearly, and the courtroom was quiet as she gave her testimony. The testimony came in the trial where Hogan and her first assistant are trying to prove that West recklessly caused the child's death after Log Bay Day, an annual alcohol-filled gathering on the lake. West faces up to 22 years in prison if convicted of the charges.
Mike Spain joins us this morning. For more on this and the UAlbany bus trial as well, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.